This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, it is the weekend edition, so I think we can ask the question, who is more entertaining, Hunter Biden or George Santos? I don't know. We might be hard-pressed to come up with an answer for that. Let's see. On the Hunter Biden side, we've got the laptop. We've got all the weirdness with Hunter Biden. And on George Santos, we have the huge lies that are just absolutely unbelievably huge. So at any rate, folks, I don't know. Maybe those two guys can headline something together, maybe go on tour. I'm not sure. But once again, it's the weekend edition, folks. Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you here this morning as we head into hour number two of the weekend edition. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the broadcast this morning. Also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send me a direct message anytime, by the way, throughout the weekend if you're hearing this program at different times. You are welcome to go over to KyleWarrenShow.com and simply send us a direct message and opine that way. Or if you have suggestions, for example, for our Trucker Traveler songs. We are getting some suggestions about those already, and we sure appreciate that. So head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and let us know what you're thinking about today. Also, by the way, this hour we'll be talking a little bit about, again, what's happening with the Ukraine funding. And it seems to me, and just call me crazy, but it seems to me that if we're really going to be very interested in what the border of Ukraine looks like and how well-defined that's going to be, in other words, keeping Russia at bay on the other side of it, maybe we should take a little bit of time about our own national borders here and begin enforcing the law, enforcing the borders. I don't even know that you need anything brand new to do. I don't know, do we need new legislation on this? It seems like, and of course I'm oversimplifying, obviously, but I'm being a little facetious, but it seems to me that most of the American people would say, well, yeah, before we can just write checks of billions of dollars and nothing's happening here, maybe we ought to take a moment to see that. But guess what? If you say that, or if you bring up that subject, you're pro-Putin. That's just that simple. And then you need to be ostracized, you need to be canceled, and all kinds of bad things need to start happening because you're not blindly following along to say, let's just send all the money we have. How much do we have? Send it over there. And again, I'm not at all saying we shouldn't support Ukraine or we shouldn't lead them by our support and so forth such that they can have a victory over Vladimir Putin. In fact, quite the contrary. I don't think Putin should be allowed to win in this. I don't think that he should just get some of the stuff that he's already gotten or some of the areas, those unknowable provinces that Vivek Ramaswamy was talking about. You know, the principle is there. You know, not one inch. How about that? So I don't know what a negotiated peace deal looks like other than Putin gets a bunch of land or a bunch of parts of the Ukraine he's already got by force. Basically a sweetheart, talk about a sweetheart deal for Putin. But we can and should make sure that we are taking care of our own border. And it's a much different situation, to be sure. But at the same time, having these conversations and bringing this up is the kind of thing that we should be doing. Bringing it up doesn't mean you're pro-Putin. Let's go over to the telephone lines. We've got Backgammon Bob calling in this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the border.
Sure.
There's bunches and bunches of them coming. I saw when they were interviewing them, there's people from like 100 countries. All these men, they were saying, I want to go to Chicago, New York, all the different cities, and they're just letting them go to. So this is going to reaching a tipping point very soon. And there's only one solution. That's just that they've got to take away the incentive and send them back somehow.
Weren't they saying thank you, Joe Biden? Stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, well, I agree. I mean, this is not immigration, is it? This is people coming across the border. They're not immigrating to the United States. They're coming here illegally. This is not at all controlled. But yet I do think it's part of a larger notion to destabilize things, because how do these people integrate into society if they're illegal?
They're not.
Right.
Very simple. They're not.
Exactly right. And so the Democrats do believe that this is going to benefit them somehow, either right now or in the very near future, believing that, again, through voter fraud, stuff like that, that you're going to have literally millions of extra votes that will keep them in power in perpetuity. So if you or I or anybody say, well, wait a minute, this isn't normalized immigration. This isn't how you'd immigrate to a country if you wanted to. Well, then you're called all kinds of names, including racist and stuff like that, so that you don't keep saying stuff.
I think the states down there are there to say the heck with the federal government and just to put them in camps. You know, just don't let them take away the incentive. And if the government will say this law, that the government is breaking the law, so they can't say anything about it. They got to take drastic action now. Or there's no, you know, it's going to be 13 months before we get a new president by the time they do the election and all that.
Right.
Takes power and all that. 13 months of this going on. Just think about that. 13 months. That's a long time.
That can do a lot of damage. And the American people deserve better than that. We're not talking about, we don't want people to come to the United States. But when you see this kind of influx and it's uncontrolled and it's not legal, that's a whole different story, isn't it? So we definitely have to sound the alarm on that and talk about border control when you talk about Ukraine. Well, Backham and Bob, thanks so much for the call. We're going to head out to the break. But you take care. We'll talk again real soon.
Okay. I'll talk to you later, bye.
Take care. All right, Backham and Bob, everybody. Appreciate the call very, very much. And, folks, we're going to come right back after this short break. And we've got a lot more to talk about. And, again, taking your telephone calls, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition. And we're going through a winter wonderland. And I think we'll see a lot of that here as we start moving through this month, especially if these weather reports are anything to know about. And that is, of course, in the east, but also in the Pacific Northwest and so forth. We can see, and in the higher elevations, obviously, we'll start seeing that winter wonderland. And it is going to be, again, a very, very big indication that Christmas time is almost here, but we hope that you're having a great morning. Hope that you're having a great weekend this weekend. We have an awful lot more to talk about here on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And, you know, everything is supposed to be going along just fine, right? Everything's humming along. Everything's going well. And, because we have all these economic indicators. But I, you know, pray tell, what are those economic indicators? But that actually make people see and say, okay, well, I forgot. Yeah, everything's fine. But 99% of Americans evidently are going to be financially worse off than they were pre-pandemic by mid-next year, by mid-2024, according to J.P. Morgan. So I don't know. I mean, this is part and parcel of why Bidenomics is now like a verboten term. In a very real sense, I think that it started off by, you know, suddenly the president at one point had said, well, they're calling it Bidenomics. They're calling it Bidenomics, but here's the thing, no joke, it's working. And he would start whispering at the microphone, it's working. And so then suddenly you had like banners that said Bidenomics on them when the president would go and give a talk about something. And then it sort of came full circle. Well, we're not going to talk Bidenomics anymore. We don't want to use that term because that's a very negative term because people see Bidenomics as being something that is not helping them, that they're not better off. And just, it was, I think it was maybe 3 weeks ago in the program, that special question came out in one opinion piece, and that is, you know, here's the question the Democrats are afraid of. This is the question that's most terrifying to them. And it doesn't have to do with anything other than, you know, it's not about Iran. It's not about the Hamas, Israel-Hamas war. It's not about anything like that. It's about whether or not you, the American voter, feel better off than you are. In other words, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And that is a very powerful question, and that is the question that they loathe, and that's why every single thing has to be directed now to get you away from that question so that you're not thinking about that and you're thinking about other stuff. And I think a good case in point was Gavin Newsom's performance on the debate with Ron DeSantis on Fox News with Sean Hannity, where it was everything and anything and everything other than, you know, trying to really talk about what was important in terms of the context of that debate. And that's you know, the strategy is to sort of get you going on everything else and talk about different groups and how somebody's offended and this kind of thing, rather than the basics of your life, right? And that is something that is absolutely fundamental to the American experience at this point, to be able to, you know, make a living, a good living, to pay your bills and to provide, put food on the table, a roof over your head, and these kinds of things. And Bidenomics seems to be a real threat to those kinds of things. So definitely, I think we're going to find that there's going to be a lot more, you know, trying to dissuade you from worrying about what's happening in the economy, or somehow that it's things are much better in the economy than you ever thought, and that's one of the things. One of the other things is that somehow, and again, Donald Trump is far and away leading in these polls now. And to be honest, and to be sure, there are going to be some people who will not vote for Donald Trump that might have voted for him in 2016 and maybe even 2020. But that is just the way that's the way politics are. It is because some people simply will not like a particular candidate and won't vote for him, or they won't hold their nose and vote for them, or they will simply stay home because they're just done with it. So there's going to be a certain percentage. I think it's a low percentage, but a percentage nonetheless. But Donald Trump is still far and away the favorite, obviously, to get the Republican nomination and go up against the Democrat. And but at this time, of course, the far left, the Democrat Party elite, are so terrified also, not just of the question, but they're terrified of Donald Trump because Donald Trump could get elected president of the United States. So if they really thought that there was nothing to his candidacy, that he was going to fizzle, that the American people are sort of done with him, that it's just not going to work, they wouldn't be saying things like, if Donald Trump gets into office, our democracy is over. If Donald Trump gets into office, it's the last election we'll ever have in this country. You know, I mean, stuff like that. That is just seems ridiculous on its face. Didn't Trump leave office before? He might have had questions about the election, you know, and there might have been stylistic errors. For example, you know, it's questionable whether or not he was able to, when he went out and made the speech and this kind of thing. Although all protected, even Jonathan Turley from George Washington University, you know, a very well-respected constitutional scholar, not a Republican, right, not a Trump supporter, you know, in no uncertain terms, says, you know, people go out and make a speech like that, it's protected speech. But yet, you know, there's optics and all kinds of this other stuff that goes together in terms of making a political campaign or a political statement or a political a reality, as it were. But nevertheless, Trump left office, right? Did Trump get the military together, or did he go out there and, you know, all this kind of stuff? There was the one guy, right, who went in the Capitol building and he stole Nancy Pelosi's podium. Well, guess what? If you steal Nancy Pelosi's podium, it doesn't give you all power in the United States. You can't start legislating from the podium just because you have it. I mean, there are checks and balances. And that was the very, very strange thing, obviously. I've got the podium. No, you don't. You have a thing, but you don't have the power. That's the, you know, whole nother story. But what happens when Donald Trump gets elected? Well, this is going to end the democracy. We're going to go off the rails. It'll be the last election. It'll be a totalitarian state. Well, let's listen in here to Hugh Hewitt. He was on I believe it was Special Report, the panel discussion there, but he's talking with Brett Baer. You'll hear Brett Baer give Hugh Hewitt a statistic, basically. And what Hugh Hewitt says is so important. It is so cogent. It is so reasonable. It is so on target with this. And this is the kind of thing that the Democrat Party elite do not want you to hear. They do not want you to perceive this. They do not want you to think about it this way. They do not want you to have this reasonable viewpoint as articulated by Hugh Hewitt. Let's listen in.
Look at the Real Clear Politics average of polls. The former president sits at 46.6, the president at 44.5. It seems like there's been a red alert in the circles on the left that it's time to start focusing.
Hysteria has broken out among our friends in the Beltway media on the left, and all the usual suspects are calling that the dread pirate Robert is approaching the city and take the children off the streets. It's silly. If the former president wins the nomination, he will beat the current president. I found Sean's interview very amusing. I thought the best part was if I blow on him, he'll fall all over. I think that maybe not be true, but a strong wind might move the president backwards. And if that comes to pass, it'll be 4 years of Donald Trump. He'll be better doing what he did before, and there won't be a dictatorship. Breaking news, it won't be a tyranny.
So there you have it. And again, very well put by Hugh Hewitt. And I especially like what he's talking about. He'll even do a better job than he did the first time around. There were a lot of unforced errors in the first Trump administration. That is a known idea, and we've talked about them as well. But nevertheless, I think that the hysteria that somehow democracy will end, et cetera, is just too far over the top. And so you get a guy like Hugh Hewitt to put it in this context, and it kind of makes the far left look like they're going apoplectic just for show, just because, well, we don't know what to do. People don't like our policies, they don't like how things are going, so we got to do something. Oh, yeah, how about this? Our democracy will end. Well, we're not going to end here. We're coming right back, folks. Stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You USA News update. Hunter Biden is facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case, with prosecutors alleging the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes. He faces 17 years in prison if convicted. The White House touting the success of Bidenomics following the latest jobs report, which reveals the creation of 199,000 jobs last month.
President Biden is delivering on his vision to invest in America and win the global competition for the 21st century.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Friday that unemployment has remained under 4% for an uninterrupted 22-month period, marking the longest stretch in 54 years. At the age of 82, actor Ryan O'Neal has passed away. The star of Love Story and Peyton Place died Friday afternoon. His son Patrick confirmed the news, saying he passed away peacefully. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will seek another presidential term. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Putin has moved to prolong his repressive and unyielding grip on Russia for at least another 6 years, announcing his bid for the presidential election next March. But he's all but certain to win. Putin still commands wide support after nearly a quarter century in power, despite starting an immensely costly war in Europe that's taken thousands of his countrymen's lives and provoked repeated attacks inside Russia, including one on the Kremlin itself. Putin announced his decision after Friday's Kremlin award ceremony. I'm Charles.
Actor Ryan O'Neal, who was nominated for an Oscar for his role in Love Story and played opposite his daughter Tatum in Paper Moon, has died at the age of 82.
Like a lot of people,
the Supreme Court is deciding whether to take up a legal fight over the drug most commonly used for medical abortions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As we come back into the program here. It's kind of nice. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, you hear some of these songs and they go wall to wall this time of year, but that's okay. that's okay. Because by the time we get through the holidays and then everything kind of shifts back to normal, then you kind of miss it. And then when it comes back around, it's welcome at that time. All right, let's take a listen here. And by the way, 949-822-7959 if you're listening live this morning. And then, of course, folks, this is the weekend show, so you may be hearing this at different times during the weekend. But welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to everybody listening, of course, along the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program to different AM and FM affiliates, our great affiliates across the country. So once again, we're glad to be with you, and we want to thank you for choosing to spend some time with us here on the broadcast this morning. We're having some fun, and we hope that you're having fun, too. Let's take a listen in here real quick. Let's get back to a little bit of what was happening with Hunter Biden and these indictments, of which Hunter was not happy about. He was not happy. He used some, words we can't say on the radio, by the way. So I think you kind of know what I'm talking about here. Of course, these indictments are now going to be painted as political. In other words, to try to compare that to Trump, which is, of course, not political because Trump did all these things or whatever. Well, Hunter Biden seems to have done a lot of things from what I can tell. But let's listen to Anderson Cooper talking with David Axelrod, who just recently had said, well, you know, maybe for the good of the party, Joe Biden may step aside, this kind of thing. But this kind of changed the tune a little bit. Let's listen in.
And his attorneys will take just as aggressive a stance for this case, whatever it ends up being.
David, I mean, you've been skeptical of the president's reelection prospects, not necessarily because of his son, more because of his age and poll numbers. But if he were ever to reconsider his candidacy, which is of now he's not, do you think anything around his son would factor in or could factor in?
You know, I don't know, Anderson. I have the strong sense that the president is full speed ahead and that he's going to go through with this campaign. But as I said, he's going to. This is more than a political burden. This is an emotional burden, and we'll see. But the family has always encouraged him, and I don't imagine they're going to discourage him now. And I do think his policy suggests that there's going to be a major effort to depict these as politically motivated charges, and so it's kind of ironic because you see both sides trying to do that. In that sense, this serves Donald Trump's purposes, because he'd love to muddy the waters and suggest that the whole system is a swamp and point fingers in a lot of different directions. So it's just one more thing that's going to make it a messy campaign.
Yeah. Well, so the president's going to go full tilt. He's going to go full speed ahead here. I don't know, folks. That is a little bit worrisome to me. Joe Biden going full speed ahead because it's for obvious reasons. But I tell you what, you know, the idea that everything, that the Hunter Biden thing is completely politically motivated, and we did hear from some of these candidates, Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley, on X, of course, formerly known as Twitter, talking about how, well, you know, this is the timing here. It is political, that there are these components to it. And, it just is very strange to me that somehow the Hunter Biden, in other words, they trying to get Joe Biden out of the race. Because of what's happening with Hunter Biden, so as Vivek Ramaswamy put it, they can put in their own a new puppet for 2024. Now, is that what's going on behind the scenes of the Democrat Party elite? We don't know. But we do know this, that Joe Biden, you know, number one, is probably going to be, in other words, you kind of want him to be the nominee to some degree. Because otherwise, that does give the Democrat Party elite the chance to bring in somebody like a Gavin Newsom, which would make it much more difficult, not undoable, by the way, because I think, as we saw in the debate earlier this week, or just recently with Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis, I don't think Newsom came off as being likable. And I don't say that to be mean-spirited. I'm simply saying I don't think he came off as being like the hero. I don't think he came off as being like, wow, we need this guy to sit behind the Resolute desk of the Oval Office, because he's got the answers. He's got the fortitude. He's got the gravitas. There's that word. We haven't heard that word probably since Al Gore years ago. But the gravitas, right? I don't think Newsom has that. And the American voter, I think if you happen to tune in, and you weren't already sort of invested in what that debate was going to be about, I don't know that you would have taken away, you know, invested in either way, whether for Newsom or for DeSantis, this kind of thing, or anti-Newsom or anti-DeSantis. But if you were just somebody who simply kind of passed by and said, who is this guy from California? I don't know that you would say to yourself, I've got to vote for this guy. You know, he seems to have the answers. I just don't think that would have been the takeaway. So I don't know that it did anything great for Gavin Newsom, other than maybe showing how not to act, perhaps, in an actual presidential debate later on if he happens to be the nominee. But it will make things more difficult if they do change the nominee because you're going to inherently have that fresh start, right? You can inherently have that blank slate because the debate questions or the news reporters can come up and say, well, the Biden administration did this, that, and the other thing. And he can say, well, I've always been supportive of the Biden administration, but I got to tell you, that has nothing to do with me. I wasn't in on those decisions, and we're always going to take a fresh look at what's happening. But I can tell you this, we're going to accommodate every possible political group and placate them to the nth degree. That's my promise to you, the voter, basically. And in other words, so it gives him cover. It gives him cover. What about Bidenomics? Well, Bidenomics... Okay, well, you know, I wasn't in on Bidenomics and all that stuff, but let me tell you, in California, I know this and I know that, and we're going to make Bidenomics, it's going to be, you know, Gavinomics at that point. In other words, it gives him the ability to jump off of any issue that they can bring up, because he can simply say, I'm a new guy, right? And so that may be part of their strategy on that side, but it all remains to be seen, of course. And so, folks, in just a few moments, we're going to head to the next break here in just a few moments. But I just want to give you a quick preview. Of course, we'll do our second Trucker Traveler report heading into the weekend. And then also we'll be talking with Denise Simon, of course, from FoundersCode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And I'm sure we're going to have a very interesting conversation as well. This from Newsmax, 74 lawmakers demand Harvard, MIT, and Penn fire presidents after the anti-Semitism hearing, which was a total disaster, by the way. Some 74 lawmakers on Friday demanded that governing boards of three of the country's top universities remove their presidents, citing dissatisfaction with their testimony at a hearing about anti-Semitism on campuses, according to a letter seen by Reuters. In the letter, Republican Representative Elise Stefanik and Democrat Representative Jared Moskowitz demanded that the Board of Governors at Harvard University, the University of Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, oust their presidents or risk committing an act of complicity in their anti-Semitic posture. Oh, my goodness. Calls for some of these administrators' resignations in particular have mounted in the days since their testimony, during which they declined to give definitive yes or no answers to Stefanik's question of whether calling for the genocide of Jews would violate their school's code of conduct regarding bullying and harassment. Oh, I guess not. No, that's no big deal, right? No, we're just calling for the genocide of an entire people. Does that violate your code of conduct? I don't know. We can't answer that. This is what we've come to, folks. This is how strange and bizarre things have become. Well, it's an easy question to answer. Well, of course, that's a violation. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We are coming right back right after this short interlude.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race through and rocket through the weekend edition of the program. We've been talking about a lot of stuff, of course, this morning. And wherever you are this weekend, whatever you're doing, and wherever you are, we're glad that you're there. We're glad that you're spending time with us. And we are happy to be here because, as I said before, it's the best job in the world, and we have you to thank for that. Absolutely. Well, we've reached the time for our second Trucker Traveler report, and we've got a great song. We're actually going to reach back in the way back machine here, not all that way back, but into last Monday's show, because on Mondays on the program now, we're going to have Country Music Monday for our Trucker Traveler songs, and this was a good one that we found. It's in the Christmas spirit, and we want to play it again just because it's fun, and we want to play it. Here's Luke Bryan with a great version of Run, Run, Rudolph. Let's do it. Oh, I think we got a little bit of technical issue right there. No big deal, but we can make that go away pretty easily. And then we'll hit our song here in a second. So once again, we'll check out Run, Run, Rudolph.
Town.
keep you going here on this weekend, folks, especially if you are running around out there trying to get your shopping done, much like the host here. I'm probably going to be running around out there trying to get something done because it is my own. I had to make a promise to myself. I'm not going to be out there on Christmas Eve or even the day before Christmas Eve. Not going to do it. Don't want to do it again. And because it can be a little bit stressful. Although there was this one year, and I had to get one particular present, and everything, it's like came up at the last minute, and I had to go out to the big shopping area, and find a parking space, and way, way, way far out, and walk in, and so forth, to get one thing, right? And then, you know, then have to try to get out, and it was all a very, very strange sort of situation, but sometimes it happens, and if you're in the Christmas spirit, you kind of just go through it, right? All right, folks, our friends up in the Pacific Northwest, you have winter weather advisories all through the northern part of Washington State going into this weekend, northern part of Idaho, of course, down through Montana into Missoula. We have winter weather advisories going on there. We got high wind warnings. This is going to be near Harleton and Big Timber as we head into the weekend. We've also got some high wind watches. Then, of course, near Cheyenne, Wyoming, heading up towards Elk Mountain on I-80. Then coming down I-25, we've got winter weather advisories coming through Denver, west out to I-70, and then all the way down to the border there with New Mexico, and spilling on over into the northern part of Texas, down near Amarillo as well. So you've got winter weather advisories coming in there. And, of course, for the eastern seaboard, major, major flooding can happen. Lots and lots of rainfall really is going to impact the travel this weekend. AccuWeather was reporting this. So please be aware of that wherever you are this weekend if you're going to be traveling out of the eastern seaboard area, especially in the northeast, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, New York, Virginia, on down. So you definitely need to be aware and just make sure if you're taking flights, call ahead and know where you're going to be and what's happening with all that. So do be careful out there this weekend because, again, we want you to be safe. And by the way, we got big wind advisories coming down through North Dakota, covering most of the states of North Dakota, South Dakota, and down into eastern Nebraska as well, including down through Lincoln and Omaha. So be careful there as well. And, folks, once again, we're glad to bring you the Trucker Traveler Report because we hope, again, to give you some idea, a little bit of a heads up. And, by the way, if you have anything special that you want to report, head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Send me a direct message. And, by the way, if you also have a song that you'd like to hear during our Trucker Traveler Report and you have a suggestion, you have a request, because I love to say, by request, simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com and let me know what you would like to hear, and we'll do our level best to make that happen. All right, well, let's head on over and bring in Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, here on this weekend edition. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we've made it. We've made it to the weekend edition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is an accomplishment after all that we've seen this week, especially with those debates, with the debate that happened, and, of course, now with the Hunter Biden indictment, what do you think is the most important thing that we saw happen this last week?
I honestly think is what is happening in immigration at the border,
right
now in Arizona.
Yeah, the influx, major, major.
You know, I've decided nothing's getting fixed. Nothing. Nothing domestically or worldwide is getting fixed. It's just getting worse. I mean, we've seen the highest numbers this week that we have seen ever when it comes to immigration. And they're all men that are coming across this border. I mean, very few women, females, they're all males. This is terrifying. Not to mention the money that's being thrown at it, and the money is really not authorized, by Congress. So,
so So the whole thing is just totally out of control, out of kilter. And you're right. You know, if this was happening, I mean, you know, pick another time in American history, this would be incredibly concerning. But we seem to have become so divided that even asking this kind of question, you know, causes you to be called all kinds of names or this or that. But it should be a practical problem that concerns all Americans, don't you think?
Well, yeah. And I see such... I mean, Americans are so saturated with problems. They're saturated with, you know, trying to get through Christmas. They're with the money that's being spent and how much everything costs. They're saturated with the breakdown of law and order. They're saturated with the scandals in the federal government that go from the sublime to the ridiculous. It's now boiled down to indifference. They just throw up their hands and people are in survival mode.
Yeah, and they don't want to know what's the next problem.
No, you know, they don't.
They don't. Yeah, it's too many things, and you're right. I think you've hit it on the head in terms of it being a survival mode, and also the other word you used, saturated. I mean, that is absolutely 100%. Correct.
I mean, I was at a Christmas party on Wednesday, and I bet you I had a bunch of ladies from tennis, and I bet you I had, and nobody likes to talk about politics. Nobody does.
Yep.
But I bet you I had 10 women come up to me with this desperation look on their face.
Well, I'll tell you what, hold that, and we'll tell it on the other side of the break. Stay right there, everybody. Coming right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.